Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
We have returned to Montpellier Beauty. I'm here with Judy Robson. Hi, Judy.
Hello, Beth.
Now, this month, we're talking about the month of love,
yes,
but not quite as you'd expect. Tell us why we're talking about love.
Well, let's say February is the month of love, so my loose link is very much love your skin. It's the only one you've got.
That's
it's the
true.
Only one you'll ever have.
Yeah. Biggest, is it skin, the biggest,
it's the biggest organ.
Organ
in the body, yeah. And it's a very forgiving organ, but it does also have a very good memory. And
oh,
things that you do to it years and years ago will suddenly come back and bite you.
Okay.
So it's
so have you got some methods now for us to not remember so much?
Well, yes. I just thought we'd talk a little bit about what we call in the industry invisible aging. We're all very familiar with the ageing that we see and we talk about, as I've said before, not anti-ageing, but better ageing. But really, it's generally accepted these days that the ageing process starts in your mid-20s, which is quite a scary thought, isn't it, really?
Mm. I'm slap
nice
bang
thought.
There, Judy. I'm 25. I'm there.
Well, it starts here.
Okay, I'm ready.
And, of course, we're all living longer. Well, at least we hope we're living longer, so the hope would be that, as I say, our skins in our mid-20s are going to be skins that are still looking as good as they can look, mm-hmm, into our 80s.
If somebody is about my age, the 20s, mm-hmm, to the 30s, and they think, oh, do you know what, I have never thought about this, or I'm trying not getting it right, what would your advice be?
Well, clearly there's not a sort of definite age when all this starts, and if you're a smoker, if your diet's not good, and lack of sleep and sun, all these elements that we call the extrinsic signs of ageing, causes of ageing, then clearly the ageing process is going to start younger, in your early 20s. So it's not an exact science, but assuming that you're being a good girl and you're doing everything you should be doing, mm-hmm, getting lots of sleep, etc., etc.
It's always better to assume that I'm a good girl.
Of course. then the process does start, and we have these little, what we call micro wrinkles, that sometimes are visible, sometimes they're not. I'm sure you've probably looked in the mirror some days and thought, something looks a little bit different around the eyes.
It's around the eyes, yeah. Is that what they call crow's feet? Is that what crow's feet are?
Yes, that's a horrible word, isn't it?
Can you see them?
Laughter lines, I think. That's nicer, yes.
Better than frown lines.
Yes, stress lines. They're all there, aren't they? And when you're younger, your skin's very forgiving, and most of the time, as I say, I bet you'll wake up some mornings and your skin will be clear, and then maybe if you've had a bad night. It's when those lines don't disappear, even when you've had lots of sleep and you're eating and not drink, blah, 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 and they're still there. So we can't always put our finger on what it is that looks slightly different. So just to talk a little bit about the science, as we age, the skin's three main components, which are collagen, and that gives your skin strength, elastin, which gives your skin the stretchiness, and hyaluronic acid, mainly abbreviated to HA, that maintains hydration. They start to decline, and these all contribute to keeping your skin youthful.
Okay.
So basically what we're looking at is prevention. Key word is prevention for your skin at this age. And so if you can prevent these the decline of these main components by putting back in your skin, mm-hmm, to replace those, then that's what it's all about, really.
Constantly topping those things
constantly
up.
Constantly topping it up, yes. And that's really why I feel a consultation with a skin expert is essential, as there's a danger when you start looking at putting all these new treatments in that you can start using heavy duty products that are formulated for older skins and they're not necessarily right for yours.
I know that we've talked about this before, but I presume a lot of other people are very guilty of falling for something that's written in a magazine or something that's it says on the bottle or something that's on deal, and I think, oh well, that says it'll treat that, so I'll go for it.
But I've
never had anyone look at my skin, ask me questions and tell me an
exactly
answer.
Exactly what you need, yes, exactly. And that's why coming to see hopefully somebody like myself, we kind of put all that in the right boxes and say, well, this is what you need. The key thing to me is to get clients to understand what I call the three W's, which are what, why and when to apply products. And if you understand those sort of key issues, and it's an AM and a PM regime as well, and if you know what you're applying, why you're applying it and when to apply it, it's not rocket science. It really isn't. And it's good fun getting, you know, to understand. And the results are amazing because you then, you really feel like you're on a journey and it takes a while to get everything right. And yes, there are a few blips in between. So a young lady like yourself, you will get the odd breakout. It's all hormonal. But if you're keeping the rest of your skin in good condition, not spending a fortune on products, then it's a win-win, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah.
Yes, another two W's.
Yes, true, five W's. If people want to come and have that done,
yes,
what's the best step? How do they get in touch with you?
The best step is to either message me on Facebook, give me a ring at the salon, inquire via email. There's all the various ways of contacting us. Yeah. So
if someone searches Montpellier Beauty Therapy, they will find you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, okay. Yes, they can ring the landline or the mobile and we'll always get back to them.
Okay.
Yes.
And one quick mention, we are talking about love, loving our skin.
Yes.
A week today is Valentine's Day.
Yes.
If there's anyone out there who thinks, oh, do you know, I'd love my other half to get me that, or oh, I'll get her something that's not roses or chocolates this year.
Yes.
Have you got any offers for us?
We have. We've got a lovely facial that I've launched. It's a Winter Glow facial for £45. It's a lovely facial that I've sort of created myself with all the knowledge and bits and bobs that is, I can change it according to skin type, according to what people's needs are. But it's a lovely starter for 10, really. Just to try it out and see, and I can guarantee it'll make your skin look wonderful. And of course, vouchers are always lovely to have as well. Mm-hmm. So if somebody just wants to buy a voucher, and we can make it according to what people want.
Brilliant. Judy, thank you very much for having us today at Montpellier Beauty Therapy.
Montpellier Beauty on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.